Well, if you've just joined us, you have come right in time for our wellness feature on the show. It is the Wellness Hour here on the Daytime Break. We do it on every Tuesday afternoon on our Transformation Tuesdays, really just sharing some tips, some wellness tips, be it physical wellness, mental wellness, emotional wellness, everything and anything that speaks to our wellness, right? And so to kick us off for the very first installment of our wellness feature, we're chatting to Laura Kirsten. Laura is a wellness consultant. Good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Hello, Zintle, and hello to your listeners. It's a blessing to be here with you today.
Well, Laura, it's good to have you on the show today. Well, I'll give you a moment just to introduce yourself to our listeners.
As Zintle mentioned, my name is Laura Kirsten, and I'm a wellness consultant who focuses on helping people improve their wellness naturally, so that they can thrive as God intended, not just merely survive.
Oh, well, I absolutely love that. I love that. So that we can thrive and not just merely survive. Well, you're going to help us do exactly that, Laura. We've come out of the winter season where we probably picked up some bad habits here and there, some more than others. I'm not confessing to anything right now. I'm just saying. But how do you motivate us then at this time of the year? It's spring. You know, how do we recover? How do we start afresh? What do we do just to help our bodies get into a better state?
And many of us feel motivated to open the windows, air out the house, and do some spring cleaning. While you're busy tidying and dusting, let's not overlook that now is the perfect time to spring clean your body too.
How exactly would you advise we go about spring cleaning our bodies? Because all the other spring cleanings, I think we know exactly how to go about those. But what about our body? How do we go about that?
In 1 Corinthians 6:19, we're reminded that our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. And just as we care for our homes, we should care for our bodies with the same love and diligence. Your body is constantly detoxing. And considering all that it's exposed to, it does a pretty good job. But sometimes it gets backed up and needs a little extra support. Some people dedicate anywhere from a few days to a full month to help their bodies rest and reset. Even something like the Daniel fast could be a wonderful way to do this, aligning your physical health with your spiritual growth.
I like that, Laura. And I think maybe let's make it a bit more practical now. Some tips on how exactly we can go about this process.
Simply, God has equipped us with some powerful detoxification organs. And I'm going to share how you can support these systems as you spring clean your body this season. Let's start with the colon. The colon helps keep us regular. If your bowels aren't moving frequently, waste accumulates, creating toxicity that can get reabsorbed and recirculated in the body. Some people are carrying up to 10 kilograms of compacted fecal matter.
Sure.
Foods like flax seeds, chia seeds, and even certain herbs help cleanse the colon. You can also consider supplements like probiotics, digestive enzymes, magnesium, and cleansing fibers. Next up is the blood. Your blood plays a crucial role in detoxifying by carrying waste products from cells to the lungs, liver, and kidneys for elimination.
Okay.
Chlorophyll, the pigment found in green plants, often referred to as the plant's blood, can help cleanse your blood by binding to toxins and supporting the lymphatic system. So linked to that, we have one of the first organs. We have our kidneys. For your kidneys to function effectively, the most important thing is water. The kidneys flush waste from the blood, but without enough water, they can't do their job properly. Urine should be clear. If it's colored, if it's bright yellow, that's a sign that you need more water. Foods like cranberries, parsley, and cucumber also help the kidneys. Next, we have the liver. The liver acts like a filter, working tirelessly to process everything that enters your body, using what it can and getting rid of the rest. Foods that support the liver include broccoli and your red, green, and orange vegetable juices. Next up, we have the lungs. Your lungs filter out fumes, allergens, and airborne toxins. Be mindful of your breathing. Take a moment once or twice a day to do 10 deep belly breaths. This is where you inhale deeply, hold for a few seconds, and exhale slowly. Don't forget regular exercise as well to support your lung health. And finally, we have the skin. Our skin is the body's largest elimination organ and plays a key role in the detox process. Your body can release and absorb toxins through the skin, so it's important to be mindful of what you apply to it. Read labels and stay away from harmful preservatives. Foods that nourish the skin include walnuts, avocados, and oily fish like salmon.
Sure, that was a mouthful, Laura. I think, you know, so we mentioned the kidney, we mentioned the lungs, we mentioned the liver, we mentioned our skin as part of those organs that we need to really look into as we detoxify our bodies. But before I let you go, as we wrap up, what are some of the practical day-to-day things that we can incorporate into our body spring cleaning at this time?
Simply drink at least 8 glasses of water a day. Consume lots of fresh fruits and vegetables. Increase your fiber intake. Get moving for at least 20 to 30 minutes a day. A walk is a great way to do this. Spend at least 20 minutes in gentle sunlight each day. Prioritize 7 to 9 hours of sleep to allow your body to rest and repair. Supplement where necessary with natural whole foods. Remember, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, and caring for them is one way we honor God. Let's be good stewards in the bodies He has given us.
And we said amen to that. Laura, absolutely insightful conversation. Thank you so much for taking the time and connecting with us. For those who'd like to maybe follow you on your socials, do you perhaps have your handles where they can find you and maybe get some more tips on some of the things that you do share on your social media?
On Instagram, my handle is at Laura Kirsten. On Facebook, at Higher Living with Laura. I'd love to support you on your journey toward health and wellness as we take care of our bodies the way God intended.